4. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, maybe you can help me. My name is Bianca, and I'm the president of the juggling club.
How interesting. I didn't even know there was a juggling club. So anyway, how can I help you?
We've actually only been around for a year. We wanted to host a juggling competition, and I thought that a room in the student union building would be perfect. I just need to find out how to go about that.
Well, Bianca, the way it works is that a representative from the group comes in and submits a reservation form. It's quite easy from there, really. We'll make sure that the requested room is going to be available on the date. Everything else is up to the group.
What do you mean exactly? Like providing food or something?
Yes, like catering and advertising and, like decorations.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, so you said we needed to submit a reservation form. Where exactly do I get that?
The reservation form? Didn't it come in your organization packet at the beginning of the year? The student activities office sends them out at the beginning of the fall semester.
None of this is ringing a bell. Where would I have received this?
You wouldn't receive it personally. It goes to the organization's mailbox in the student union building.
I don't think we have a mailbox. I mean, I've kind of just organized everything myself from the very beginning.
Uh-oh. It sounds like you're not registered with the university. Unfortunately, in order to use campus facilities, you have to have a recognized organization.
Wow, I don't even really know what that means. So how do I go about getting our group officially recognized?
Well, when your group becomes recognized, you not only get access to campus facilities, but you also get some funding, depending on the size of your group.
I can't believe I didn't know about this. Does the process have to get started at the beginning of the semester, or are we still eligible?
You'll still be eligible. First, the group has to come up with a constitution and submit it to the Student Activities Office.
What's the constitution have to be like?
You have to include the name of your group and your membership list. Also, you'll have to describe the basic organization of the group, so like how you choose your leaders, stuff like that.
Okay, that sounds easy enough. Then what?
Then the review board will either approve or reject the application. If you get accepted, you'll receive the organization packet with the reservation forms and all sorts of other important information.
All right, that sounds good. Oh, you wouldn't happen to know how long it takes for the constitutions to be reviewed, do you?
The review board meets every other Thursday. They notify all applicants as soon as a decision has been made.
Great. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Good luck with that.
1. What does the employee imply about the juggling club? Two. What can be inferred about the benefits of being a recognized club? Three. What can be inferred about the Constitution?